Tom, so we got the Senate trial coming up, impeachment coming up, and I think they're trying to figure out some rules of the road it relates to press, as it relates to general decorum. To give us a sense of what's going on there, we welcome Nancy Ognanovich, Bloomberg reporter. Nancy, thanks so much for joining us. So again, it looks like Speaker Pelosi is about to transmit the articles of impeachment to the Senate. Presumably, then a trial will begin. Give us some sense of kind of some rules of the road that the Senate is thinking about at the moment.
Well, good morning. Mitch McConnell has been laying the groundwork for this, working with the police, the sergeant at arms there for like 3 months. And he runs a very tight ship, and it's getting tighter all the time. And he's been working behind the scenes to come up with some rules to restrict where press can go and where and how many people from the public right off the street can actually come into the Senate gallery and watch this trial. And it's pretty secretive, actually.
Is there precedent? I mean, what is the precedent?
Well, the precedent is that in the 1999 trial, tickets were distributed to this trial through senators' offices, and that's kind of a starting point. But
and the Republicans are stealing signs from the Democrats.
Can you scalp those?
So
they sell tickets.
There are tickets to this?
Well, most of the tickets are going to go through the senators' offices, and that way McConnell and other leaders can control who gets in. A lot of those tickets will go to staff people. They'll go to favored constituents, favored business associates. And yesterday I was told by the doorkeepers who know everything and have been drilling on this for 3 months that there will be only one small gallery holding 35 members of the public, people who come that day and get a ticket off the street. And if any of them stand up and say anything or pull out a sign, they are pulled out of there immediately, and most of them face arrest, and they're tossed. And then they can't come back in the Capitol for a year or two.
So, all right, let's talk about the press. I mean, is there going to be a segregated area for the press? How many press passes will be issued? Do we know anything about that?
Well, the press have their own galleries, and one of the bones of contention involves the actual press gallery and the police and Senate Sergeant at Arms planning to install a great big mag, a metal detector, right in the middle of the press gallery. Yeah. To keep reporters from going into their little overlook over the Senate floor. Yeah. So that they cannot bring in any electronic devices like cameras where they could take pictures in there. Yeah. McConnell wants to control the images. He wants to control the cameras that are installed there and right. Make sure that he knows what pictures will come and go.
Nancy, paint a picture of this as best you can based on your knowledge and your years of experience. This is on the Senate floor. Does everybody show up, or are there a lot of empty seats?
Well, that's one reason why they don't want a lot of cameras, right?
What's the answer? Does everybody show up, or are there a lot of empty seats?
They are supposed to show up and sit there. And Senator Cornyn of Texas yesterday said the senators themselves won't be allowed to bring in their iPhones or iPads. They have to check them and put them in these cubbies, and then they have to sit there, and they have to listen to, you know, what the presentation is.
The judge sits, Chief Justice Roberts sits up top, you know, where the president speaks.
I don't know where he actually will be situated, okay. But yeah, he oversees it and he makes rulings.
And Al Michaels and Chris Collingsworth are up in the up to the left.
So Nancy, if Speaker Pelosi transmits the articles of impeachment this week, is there a sense of timing when this will occur?
Yes. Senator Cornyn, who had been whip up until a few months ago, said he expects it to really be underway next Tuesday. And then you could envision it going for a couple of weeks at least. And there is talk of weekend sessions. And you'll have, once the trial begins and the senators stay in the chamber and they have opening arguments. The Senate Republicans are still finalizing rules for the trial. And one issue is whether they vote on whether to dismiss the charges without a full trial, what the president wants. But Republican leaders are saying they don't have interest in a quick dismissal before they hear arguments. So perhaps each side will end up making opening statements, and senators will have the opportunity to ask questions. That's what we saw in 1999. And then at some point, there'll be this decision on whether to call witnesses or conclude the trial. And as you know, there are about four Republicans that are needed to join 47 Democrats, and they're working on that.
It sounds eventful. Nancy Ignatovich, thank you for the briefing. I learned a lot there about...
I assume the networks are going to carry this
in. Don't know.
Don't know.
I honestly...
I can't remember back in 99.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember.
Yeah, I suspect so, because they've been carrying...
I don't know.
Pretty much everything.